Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Howie Hawkins, who is the former presidential candidate for the Green Party in the 2020 elections, as well as the candidate for governor of New York in 2010, 2014, and 2018. Welcome, Mr. Hawkins. Good to have you here with us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Our pleasure. So tell us about the Green Party. What is the Green Party about and how important it is in the United States and specifically here in New York?
Well, we're trying to represent a progressive platform for working people. The two major parties are funded by big business, and they respond more to their donors than their voters. So, for example, here in New York, the Democrats said, give us super majorities in the Senate and the Assembly, and we'll pass the New York health plan, universal health care, like Medicare for all for New York State. Well, since 2018, they've had that. And we've had 2019, 2020, 2021 legislative sessions, and that proposal hasn't even got out of committee. And we find out that the insurance companies, the drug companies, are giving big money to the Democrats since they got their majority when they took back the Senate. So we need a party that represents the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the Green Party is really about, being a third party. We should have a multi-party system instead of just a two-party system, both financed by the same big business interests.
Okay. So you mentioned that you represent a progressive party and you represent working people. How specifically do you seek to do that?
Well, by putting forward a program that is in working people's interests, and by organizing working people into the party so that the people that are most affected by what we're talking about are involved in developing the party, being its candidates, supporting its candidates, and talking through what we propose as solutions to the problems we face, whether it's housing, climate, police brutality, all those things.
Okay, so let's look at some of the issues that you just mentioned. Housing. What is the Green Party's solution platform for housing?
Well, in the immediate term, we need rent control. Now, you got that in New York. We don't have that upstate. And, you know, the rent is going through the roof.
Rent is too damn high.
The rent is too damn high, as somebody once said.
That's right. That was a party, right? I think this gentleman ran on it.
Right,
rent is
right.
Too damn high.
And it's a good phrase because it's accurate. But what we really need to do is have more public housing. Public housing is only 1% of the housing market in the United States. New York City is an exception to that. I think it has something like 40 or 50% of all the public housing in the country. But since the Clinton administration, there's been a federal law that we can't build more public housing. If public housing was a third of the market, like it is in many European countries, that sets a yardstick to which the private markets got to compete with. So that puts a cap on rising rents in the private market, as well as providing affordable housing to people in public housing. But the other problem with public housing is they let it run down because they haven't been investing in it. I forget the number, but it's like $40 billion in repairs just to take care of the existing housing we got in New York City. So we need a big investment in public housing and an expansion of that segment of the housing market, which will stabilize rents across the whole market. So that's basically it. Public rent control and good quality and more public housing.
Okay, and let's talk about a hot button issue right now, police reform.
Yeah, well, the thing, and I emphasize this because I was running for president during all the reaction to the George Floyd murder, community control of the police. They got to respond to the people they're serving, not serve themselves or the political power structure, which in most cities is financed by the real estate industry, which has segregated us residentially, which means our schools are segregated, and then there's not much enforcement of anti-discrimination laws against discrimination in employment. So the police sort of police the lines of segregation. So you go into a black community and it's over-policed. And at the border, if black people walk into a white community, the police ask you what you're doing there.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, that's not answering to the whole community. So that's the thing we emphasize. You know, the defund the police slogan and abolish the police. I didn't go with that. I think if you had community control, which means you would have police commissions either elected by the public or even selected by lot like a jury. So you really get a representation in the community. And you can't have the real estate interests and the police union affecting the election. They would have charge of hiring and firing the police chief, setting the policies and the budget, and investigating and disciplining officers for misconduct. So the whole system would respond to the people. And then you can decide, do we want to put more money into social workers who can deal with mental health crises or into housing to deal with the homeless instead of giving people vagrancy charges? That should be up to each community. The general slogan, I think, is not a good one because I live in Syracuse. It's in a mostly black neighborhood. And, you know, the problem people have is not only that the police abuse the community, but when you need them because there's been a shooting or there's some other, you know, issue, it's hard to get them. They don't always show up or they show up late. So people want good policing, not abusive policing. So that's why, you know, I've lived with the idea of community control of the police, which has been around since the Black Panther Party raised it in 1970, 71. And in Chicago, they finally voted for it, the city council. And so we're going to have a good experiment in that, and I hope it can spread.
So let's go back to the Green Party. How long has the Green Party been around? And yeah, how long has the Green Party been around?
Well, since the 1980s, and they're all over the world, and in most countries where you have elections, the Greens are in the national legislature, equivalent of our Congress. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are parliamentary systems, so the executive branch is a coalition of parties coming out of the legislative branch, and the Greens have ministries. So they're very influential around the world. In this country, we have over 100 people elected, but it's all local offices because we have a different electoral system. It's a winner-take-all single-member district system, which means most districts are one-party districts. They're like one-party states. 95% of state legislative districts and 90% of congressional districts are not competitive. One or the other major parties has the majority of voters, and so they automatically get reelected. That makes it difficult for a third party because if you do get in a situation where it might affect the difference, then you're called a spoiler and people stay away from you. So changing this electoral system is key to having a multi-party system where the Greens will get their fair and proportional share of representation in the government.
Do you have a plan to effect that change?
It's going to be central to our gubernatorial campaign this year because under the cover of the COVID lockdown, Cuomo and the Democrats passed a law that tripled the number of votes we need to keep a ballot line, tripled the number of signatures we need to get on the ballot by petition. So it's now the most difficult petition of any state in the nation. It's really suppressing the Green Party, which is a form of voter suppression because we bring voters out who don't like either of the two major parties. Mm-hmm. And, you know, voting rights is not just being able to go into the voting place. It's also about being able to vote for who you want.
Exactly.
So we're talking about fair ballot access, ranked choice voting for the statewide offices, and then proportional ranked choice voting for the legislature. So you have proportional representation of all the parties. So instead of single member districts, the assembly is 150 members. So maybe you have 15, 10 member districts. And then third parties like the Greens would get their fair share of representation.
Okay. So is there a deadline to get on the ballot, to be on the ballot?
Yeah, the petitioning will take place in the latter half of April and the first part of May.
Okay.
We have 42 days to get 45,000 good signatures, which is really difficult. It's the most difficult petition now statewide of any state in the nation. And this country's off the charts compared to other nations. You know, for example, you want to run for Congress in New York as an independent, 3,500 good signatures. you collect in 42 days. Most in other states, it goes as high as 40,000. You want to do that in the UK? It's 10 signatures to run as an independent for the House of Commons. In New Zealand, it's 2 signatures. In Canada and Australia, it's 100 signatures. But here it's thousands or tens of thousands. And so it's already difficult. And then to get a statewide ballot line in New York, it's the hardest of any in the country now. So we want to change that.
So how can one volunteer with the Green Party to help you get those signatures?
They should go to our website, which is gpny.org. And you can sign up there, and people get back to you if you want to volunteer. And you can donate there, because we're going to need to raise money to pay petitioners to get on the ballot. We'll have volunteers, but we need to pay some people, because it's going to take a lot of time. If you go door to door, you get about 10 signatures an hour. You're on the streets in New York, where a lot of people are walking by. It's unique in the state. We can get a lot that way, but that still takes a lot of time. So we're going to have to pay some people to just do that for those 6 weeks.
All right. So thank you so much, Mr. Hawkins, for sharing this information about the Green Party.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
People Power in Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power in Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.